Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy foggy, rainy, crummy weather Monday to you. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are you, Andrew?
I'm good, good. I was the most entertaining player at a softball game over the weekend, so I'll take it. I got the
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I got the MEP, not the MVP, so it was actually good, but, you know, it's a lot of fun. First question is, how did the storms affect your deputies, the county? Did you have to make any rescues yesterday, as we're, of course, looking at another big storm today? But what happened yesterday and over the weekend?
Yeah, no rescues or anything, and what's really amazing is we didn't have that many wrecks. We had a few car crashes, but not like normal. Normally when a storm hits, there's still people out there, you know, and they usually end up in a ditch or something like that. And it was actually pretty quiet. And my deputies are, you know, basically what we do is we disperse them throughout the county and have them stay stationary as much as possible. Obviously, we respond to what we have to respond to, but it's not a normal just drive around and, you know, look kind of thing during the peak of the storm. So we did pretty good.
Wow, well, take that. And I mean, I know there's a lot of rain all over the area. I mean, Dillard's had their, you know, bottom floor flooded, like down the steps flooded. I could not believe that video. I saw it myself in some, you know, several different places. But, you know, from your perspective, from law enforcement perspective, not really. I mean, it didn't turn out to be that big of a deal in that sense.
No, we had some flooding, you know, some roads and stuff up north end, but nothing too major.
Okay, good. But how's prep going for today? I mean, you know, we're at it again today in about 3 hours, right?
Yep, it's coming. Supposedly the peak of it's supposed to get here, I think, around noon.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we'll see. We're going to be a 4, and then it was kind of nothing for our area. This one looks a little bit, I'm watching the radar, and I'm like, you know, we're going to see some of this for sure. Any notable arrests or incidents take place in the last week or over the weekend?
No, not anything too major. It's pretty much a status quo over here in Santa Rosa County, which is kind of the way we like it.
We'll take it. I mean, I love not much news. I did see one story. Channel 3 had a story, and this is the kind of thing, like, I know it's a big news story. I still hate to talk about it because it's not – basically, you had a guy, I guess, who was arrested for – they went to his home on a, you know, looking for child pornography. And what they found was pictures with people and animals. I'll just say it very delicately that way. And I guess he got arrested and charged. So, I mean, what? What?
Yeah. Well, you know, every time you think you've seen it all, somebody comes up and breaks a record. So it can be pretty disgusting what some people look at on the internet. And it was a NCMEC report, you know. So we get a lot of those in reference to child porn, and we investigate every single one of them. We make a lot of arrests, unfortunately. But there's a lot of people out there that delve even deeper than child porn and get into animals and some other disgusting stuff.
And by the way, that's the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the NCMEC you mentioned, that's for people who don't know. And I think maybe it is one of these, like, maybe people didn't even know, and I hate to have to inform people, but I think most everybody knows that actually engaging in an activity like that is illegal, but it is also illegal to possess pictures of that, right?
Correct, yes. And a lot of people, this is something, Andrew, people don't understand. So when they go on a pornography site and they just watch a video, they don't download anything. They just watch it and then get off the website. That phone or that computer saves that video, whether you want to or not. It's on your computer now or phone. And if it's child porn or bestiality or anything like that, you can be charged with that. You can actually be charged. You don't think you downloaded it. You just watched it or you just looked at the picture and you're thinking, okay, I'm done. No, the phone saves it. So until it's overwritten by another program or whatever, but, so it's pretty dangerous to be looking at these sites.
Even looking at them as what in the buffer or the temp file or something like that, it would sort of for sure. Because in order to play on your phone, it's got to be on your phone in some way, right? So
correct. And we have a forensic unit. That's all they do is download phones. We have 4 guys. That's their whole job is to download phones, and sometimes on an iPhone or you know, a computer, you have a huge hard drive, and it takes days to download all the images. And then they go through every image, and most images with child porn are tagged child porn through NCMEC. So sometimes they don't have to do research, and other times they find these disgusting photos with kids in them, and they're not a NCMEC identified image, so they have to research and do their due diligence to find, make sure it's a child and not, you know, an 18-year-old. And that's all they do, and they stay busy, unfortunately.
We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. I've got a couple of questions about some bills working in Tallahassee, which during session, the law enforcement-related bills, I'm always interested in what my law enforcement officials think about these. Again, these are topics I really hate to even have to discuss at all on the radio, but we had this really crazy case that showed a loophole in the law regarding artificially generated child or, you know, pornography of under 18 here in Pensacola last year, and now there's a law to basically prohibit that. I'm assuming that you're on board with that law. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. You're talking about the generated stuff,
yes.
Computer generated,
yes.
Where it's not really a child, but it's an image of a child once it gets done constructing it.
Yeah, and it's taken, like, you take a real person's photo and you turn it into pornography, right, without their consent, right.
Right. Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, it's getting bad that it's bad enough there are images out there like that to begin with. That's sad. But then you have some idiot that's going to sit there and create images. It's disgusting. And I'd love to be able to find the people creating them and put them in jail on the same charges. I mean, because when it basically comes down to it, if it's an AI created image, how do you know the difference?
Right. Right. They're very high quality. And as we always say, today they're the worst quality they'll ever be. They're always getting better, which is scary. The other one that's kind of been in the news the last day or so, I know Channel 3's been running a lot of reports about this, is what they're calling the super speeder law. And the proposal here is that anybody who speeds more than 50 miles over the speed limit or who exceeds 100 miles an hour on any road could be liable to, I think it's 90 days in jail maximum and a $500 fine. Second offense could be, I think it's a 6 months in jail and a $5,000 fine. Your thoughts about the super excessive speeding and, you know, the need for harsher regulation? No, we just lost you for a second. Sorry, try again, sir.
Oh, yeah, I said I think it's awesome. If you're that stupid that fast, you deserve to get prison time or jail time or at least, you know, a hefty fine. There's no excuse for stuff like that. How do you justify, hey, I was doing 100 and a 45, but, you know, I was in a hurry. It doesn't really make sense. So, yeah, I'm all for that. I think it'd be an awesome law.
Very good. Anything coming up that you want to promote to us? Any events or activities? I know the sheriff's office is always involved in doing stuff. Anything coming up we should know about?
We've got the Star Foundation. That's our 501c3. We've got the rodeo coming up in a couple of months. It comes up in May. We had it last year in June, but it was way too hot, so we moved it to May. So I'm hoping that we had it last time in August, I'm sorry, and this time we're going to have it in May, so hopefully it'll be a lot cooler, and hopefully we can raise some money for charity.
Outstanding. Well, I know when we get a little bit closer, we'll talk about some of the details for that, but good thing to have on the agenda for the future, on your calendar for the future. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for keeping us informed, keeping us safe, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew.